Next patient is Lois Washburn. That is L-O-I-S. L-O-I-S Washburn. W-A-S-H-B-U-R-N. Date of consultation is 129-24. Date of birth is 425-48. Please make a copy for Janet George, M.D. Janet is J-E-N-E-T, George, G-E-O-R-G-E. Janet George, J-E-N-E-T, G-E-O-R-G-E, M.D. Next paragraph, dear Janet, thank you for sending Lois Washburn for permanent evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 75-year-old female who has shortness of breath with exertion, also has a past history of obstructive sleep apnea, and has used a CPAP mask nightly at 13 centimeter H2O pressure. The patient is overweight. And she has a sneer of snoring and apnea and fatigue, and also has a history of hypertension. Next. Next paragraph, past history has included history of tonsillectomy and history of borderline diabetes and past history for hypertension as well as peripheral neuropathy. She has hyperlipidemia and has had cataract surgery with implants, and she also had a partial colon dissection for benign lesion and an appendectomy. The patient also has depression. Next paragraph, habits. The patient denies history of smoking and uses alcohol occasionally. She has previously been exposed to secondhand smoke for more than 15 years. Next paragraph, allergies. No drug allergies reported. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother had a history of COPD. And grandfather had diabetes and heart disease. Next, review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. He has no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. And no, she does have urinary frequency, no hay fever. She has apnea and coughing spells and shortness of breath. She also has nausea and heartburn. No black stools or diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains. And she does have depression and has easy bruising and joint pains and muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Abilify, 10 milligrams daily. Venlafaxine, 75 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligrams BID. Nifedipine, 30 milligrams BID. Simvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. And gabapentin, 100 milligrams daily. Next, paragraph. physical exam this elderly, richly built, fine female alert, no kid distress, no pallor, excess sign of the superficial edema. Blood pressure 127/70. Pulse 56, respirations 20, temps 97.5. Weight is 256, saturation 98. HGND non-sphenic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected ears non-formation. Next, supple no bruise, no thyroid enlargement to lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with the diminished excursions. And occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the absence of regular asynchronous to no murmurous 3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, breath number 1, chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is a history of hypertension. Number 3, probable underlying COPD. Number 4 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 5 is deconditioning. Next paragraph, plan. Patient will be advised to get a CT of the chest with contrast and get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She'll also use a ventral and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs. QIDPRN, and advised to get a CBC complete metabolic profile. She was going to ventral an HFA inhaler, 2 pulse TIDPRN, and a follow up visit in approximately 2 months. Approximately 1 month. A copy of her polysomnogram will also be requested. And she'll continue using the CPAP mask nightly. With heated humidification. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jeanette George, M.D. J-E-N-E-T, George, G-E-O-R-G, M.D. Can you please also add in the final diagnosis is peripheral neuropathy. As number 6, peripheral neuropathy as another final diagnosis. Thank you, Dr. Susan.